First off, today is Monday. That means we get the latest on the livestock markets with Herb Locke of FarmSense Marketing in Edmonton.
Well, certainly cattle markets were, for the most part, non-events last week, given the weather, bitter cold, keeping consumers at home. Demand on the beef side, then, is idle at best. Feedlot conditions, bitter cold here, and cold with wet and muddy pens in much of the U.S., limits the enthusiasm to move live cattle to market. North of the border, persisting high carcass weights have prompted selling, with delivery dates now extended well into early March, with most sales at prices as much as $3 lower this week. On the feeder side, the cold has all but shut down most commercial auction markets, with limited sales not providing much of a market test. Big steers, though, look to come under pressure, mostly impacted by the steady decline in Fed prices here at home. Traders in Chicago cattle futures started with a rally within 50 points of contract highs and then spent most of the week trading back and forth, unable to hold on to the early week gains. To start this week, trading was marginally higher, inching towards those new life of contract highs of 2 weeks ago. The U.S. cash market has held a narrow $1 range for the past month, while the CME has priced in another $2 to $3 spring rally. From 1 week to the next, February live cattle up $1.92, April $1.65 higher, and the June $1.95 higher. The March feeders were up $1.57 and the August up $2.20. Lean hogs down $1.30 in February and down $1.25 for a second consecutive week in the month of May. U.S. cash and south of the border dress prices in the northern states, $2 with tops at $2.04, and that's $1 to $5 higher. Live prices reach $1.25 to $1.26, and the bulk of sales at $1.25 or $1 higher. U.S. carcass weights now 14 pounds under a year ago, and Caitlin, that's in sharp contrast to the Western Canadian market, where excellent feedlot performance has propelled weights 33 pounds above a year ago. The weekly slaughter in U.S. 614,000, up 21,000 from the previous week, and 26,000 head above the same week a year ago. Closer to home, Fed steers on the hoof, 148.75 on the rail, 247.50 to 251.50, and that's down almost $10, a 151.33 average, down $3.63. The volumes, though, 8,664, up 23%. Heifers on the rail only, 247.50 to 252.50, a 150.82 average. On the cow side, good supply of feedlot-type cows keeps packers here well-supplied. The D1, D2 cows averaging 82 were down a dollar, and the D3, 4, 64 to 79 averaged 72.83, pretty much steady, and on the rail 162 to 167 unchanged from last week. On the feeder cattle, volumes way down, just under 16,000, that's 50% less than the previous week. Most weight ranges slipped below a year ago last week. Local Fed discounts to the U.S. Fed market have weighed on the outlook north of the border, with feedlot demand also compounded with the tighter feed grain outlook. Our benchmark numbers, though, 5 to 6 weight steers, 217, 4 lower for the week, and $10 below a year ago. The same weight heifers are $28 back of the steers at 190, $1 lower for the week, and $3 back of a year ago. The big cattle, 8 to 9 weight steers, 181, down 3, and unchanged from last year. Same weight heifers, 165, 3 lower for the week, and down a dollar from last year. Year to date, Caitlin, that auction volumes, including cows, a little larger than expected, up 14% for Alberta, down 10% for Saskatchewan, and 18% lower in Manitoba. Electronic markets, few steers, 900 to 1,000 at 173 to 176, some 8 to 9s at 179, some 7 to 8 weight steers, 181 to a top of 193, and some 600-pound steers, 198 to 199. 1,000-pound heifers, yearlings, large lot in southern Saskatchewan at 173, some 8 to 9 weight heifers, 162, and the 7-8s at 175 at 170, and the 650 heifers 188.75. Western Hog Exchange reports their base price for the week ending February the 8th, 128.9, down $5 a hog from the previous week, with the alternative Ollie West 019 price set at 133.6, and that's pretty much steady with last week.
Herb Locke can be reached at 780-466-3599.